One of the Isurim and Halachos relevant to an Avah that we touched upon briefly in previous weeks was the prohibition of an Avah leaving his home. And it has interesting applications with regard to we experienced during COVID when people weren't having in-home Shiva visits, the Avah coming to shul, davening during Shiva for the Amud. What is the geder of that issur of not leaving one's home? Or even in more ordinary times, when one is sitting Shiva, but decides to sit Shiva during the day with family members in one location and drive back home for the evening to another location, sitting Shiva here, sleeping over there, or the like. What is the geder hadin with regard to this particular issur? Now, the basis for the issur is a Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Avel Shabbos Rishona, Eino Yotze Mi Pesach Beso. An Avel during the first week may not leave through the doorway of his home. The second week, says the Gemara, he can leave his home, the Eino Yoshev Bimkamo, but he may not sit in his usual place. That we know the practice of changing one's seat in shul when one does return to shul, based on this halacha and dafcha for Gimel as well. Yotze the Eino Yoshev Bimkamo. But the Gemara then says, Shalishis Yoshev Bimkamo. The third week already, one can sit in his regular location, regular seat. Now that might sound puzzling because we know that people change their seats in the Beis Knesset when they are in Avelis, not just for the first 2 weeks, but for the entire length of the Avelis. We'll see that in a moment. So this Braisa is quoted in the Torah and in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Tzadi Gimel. And just to get to the basis for the halacha, what is this issur? You can't leave the house. So the Beis Yosef cites a tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshen, who was asked, may an Avel leave his home at night, and the phrase he uses is, after kolsa regel min hashuk. That phrase is familiar to us from halachas of Chanukah, lighting once the streets have emptied out, or close to that period of time. So the Trumas Hadeshen was asked, can an Avel leave his home at night after the streets have emptied out? And his response was, Hamekel, Epneat Sorech, Lohifsid Kulehai. If one is lenient to do so out of necessity, not so terrible. Paraphrasing somewhat roughly. And this is quoted Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadi Gimel tells us that an Avel is not allowed to leave his home during the first week of Avelis, even for the sake of a mitzvah such as hearing the brachos at a bris milah, hearing the brachos at a chuppah. Still, one may not leave his home if he's an Avel during that first week. And the Ramadir writes, according to Mr. Deshen, if one is makel to leave at night, mitpnei hatzorech lo hifsid. So what is the basis for that leniency of the Trumas Hadeshen? So in Sefer Badei HaShulchan, he cites the Trumas Hadeshen, and the explanation as well, he says is as follows. He says, it appears that the basis for the Isser is because leaving one's home during Avelis is likely to lead one to forget about one's Avelis. You walk outside, you see people in the street, you're engaged in conversation, you meet up with friends, people start speaking about random day-to-day affairs. The Isser of leaving the home for an Avel during the first week, he quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen, is because we don't want the Avel to be distracted from his Avelis. So if that's the case, the Trumas Hadeshen paskens, well, therefore, if one leaves at home at night, when there's no one on the streets, you're not talking to anybody, not seeing anybody, then there's no Isser because you're not going to be likely to be distracted based on conversations with other people. So as long as when you go out at night, you're going out alone without mixing with groups of people, therefore there's no iser in doing so when you do so litzorech. So writes the Baruch Shulchan, quoting the Trumas HaDeshen. And if that's the case, Baruch Shulchan says, well, let's say you live in a city that never sleeps, you go out at night and there's always cars on the street, there's always people on the sidewalks, but if one's driving, so you are in your own little self-enclosed bubble. You're driving your car by yourself, you're not talking to people, you're not walking the street and meeting people, there's no one in the car with you, presumably. So if you're driving at night, even the streets are still relatively busy, because that's the way it is in this city, but you're alone. You're not being misarev with chaburus ben adam. You're not interacting with groups of people. So even then, despite the fact that the streets are not empty, you still would have that heter, he argues, that if you're leaving the tzorech, like we said, you're going home to sleep, coming back to sit up with the family during the day, those drives back and forth that are the tzorech and are not going to lead to any interaction with people along the way, those would be permissible. Because that's with regard to this iser of the Ovel leaving his home. He does so the tzorech, provided he's not going to be interacting with groups of people along the way, there is makom lahakel. And the Ramah then adds that so too, if one needs to be yotzei laderech for some other necessity that is very, very necessary, shor dvarim hatzrichim lo harbe, the example he cites is a davar ha'aved, mutu lo latzes. Another example where davar ha'aved is a heter. We mentioned that davar ha'aved is at times a heter, the Ramah says, to do malacha. We mentioned Moshe applies the het of davar ha'aved to a parent to go to a child's chasna during Shiva, because missing the chasna is the equivalent of davar ha'aved, hefsin meruba. So here again, the Ramah quotes this idea of davar ha'aved as a heter to be yotze mitoch beso, yotze laderach, when there is a davar hatzar harbe to leave the house for, to avoid davar ha'aved, that's also a heter. Just another prat or detail with regard to this halach of not leaving one's home during Shiva. What about, we mentioned going to the Beis Knesset to daven. So ordinarily we know, everyone has a minyan at home. But for whatever reason, one can't get a minyan at home. Is one allowed during Shiva to go to the Beis Knesset to daven? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us here in Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, Ha'ovel Einu Yotze B'chol LeBeis Knesset, that an ovel is not allowed to go on a weekday to the Beis HaKnesses. And this the Torah already cites in Machlokas, a discussion amongst the Rishonim, Maritz Geis, allowed an Ovel to go to shul even on a weekday. The Ravid says an Ovel may never go to shul even on a Shabbos. And the Torah says we don't pass either one of those approaches. We take the middle of the road. During the week you can't go to shul, and on Shabbos, depending on the minug, you would be allowed to go to shul. So the Shulchan Aruch, though, paskins in that regard, in Sif Gimel, that an Ovel does not go on a weekday to Beis Knesset, but on Shabbos he does go to Beis Knesset. So that's the question. That's a very good ha'ara. Is that even without a minyan in his home? So that, the Baruch Shulchan cites, seems to be a discussion amongst the Achronim. He says, Achlokas Aposkim, with regards to that halach in Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, he cites that there are those poskim, Elio Rabba, who seems to assume that even if he can't get a minyan at home, he still cannot leave home to go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven. Okay, so that would be a far more restrictive approach. Can't leave the house, get a minyan at home. If you can't get a minyan at home, doesn't matter. The issue is he can't be yotzei misoch beso, period. Oh, good question. You're saying, Ramatu being yotzei ledech, ledavar ha'aved. To what extent is one of you not going to shul as a davar ha'aved? Not saying kaddish. Certainly people would be very, perhaps, troubled by that. That's a good point. That's an interesting ha'ara. Again, that relates to how you are magda davar ha'aved. Is dafka financial loss? Rav Moshe had more of an expansive view of davar ha'aved. That even distress is davar ha'aved. You know, the pashta says, you look in the Ramah, you think davar ha'aved means hefsin ruba, mumminess related. So it's a good hara. I'm not saying that you're incorrect, but the Ali Rabba seems to say, no minyan, stay at home. That's the halacha. Then the Baruch Shulchan quotes from the Chachmas Adam, who says, no, the iser to leave your home to go to shul during the week is dafka when you can get a minyan at home. So as long as you can have minyan at home, although ordinarily we encourage davening in a Beis Knesset, don't encourage breakaway minyanim. Rav Hadras Melech, davening in the Beis Knesset is always a mile over davening at home. But for an avo, there's an issur to be yosef himself beiso. So as long as you can get a minyan at home, daven at home. But says the Chacham HaSadon, if, however, he is unable to get a minyan at home, like we said, COVID restrictions or whatever the circumstances happen to be, it's someone who, for whatever reason, sadly, there's not enough people who know him in the neighborhood, and there's not enough of a turnout to make a minyan in his home, unfortunately. It's not always a COVID problem. Sadly, it's even a non-COVID problem when people sometimes are not so close to someone who's sitting Shiva. They don't feel the pressure as much to go. Sometimes people struggle to get a minyan. So if a person can't get a minyan at home, says the Chacham HaSadon, quoting by the Shulchan, he holds that you'd be allowed then to go to the Beis HaKnesses, because once again, I guess is what you're saying, Ben, the issur of being Yotze Mesoch Beiso is relaxed when there is a Dover Hatzarech Lo Harbe. So he says, so Halicha Beis HaKnesses is also Tzarech Lo Harbe to say Kaddish, Kedusha Baruch Hu. So although the Yerabah didn't quote that, but that is the Svar of the Chacham HaSadon, so he's going with your approach, and he would allow going to the Beis HaKnesses for the sake of davening with a minyan if you can't find one otherwise. And that does seem to be the common minhag, that if you see Avelim who, for whatever reason, can't get a minyan at home during Shiva, will come to shul just to for the sake of davening with a minyan, davening the Amid, saying Kaddish, etc.